The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. Here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm Benjamin Shapiro, the executive producer of the MarTech Podcast, and today we've got a special episode for you, which is going to be guest hosted by Juan Mendoza, the author of the MarTech Weekly Newsletter. Juan is a recovering MarTech consultant turned creator who writes an amazing weekly newsletter about the MarTech industry, and I'm thrilled to invite him and some of his friends to take the mic and share their knowledge with you, our loyal MarTech Podcast listeners. All right, here's a special episode of the MarTech Podcast, guest hosted by Juan Mendoza, the author of the MarTech Weekly Newsletter.
Welcome back, marketeers. My name is Juan Mendoza from the MarTech Weekly. I am your guest host for the MarTech Podcast, and today we're going to discuss A/B testing and high-performing landing pages. Joining me is Alex Nazarevich, who's the VP of Growth at Unbounce. Unbounce is a bit of a household name in the MarTech world. They're a global leader in the landing page and the conversion rate optimization space, really empowering marketers to build and optimize landing pages without needing a web developer or an engineer to do that. So they are firmly in the no-code space. Yesterday, Alex and I talked about exploring the resurgence of A/B testing. And today, we're going to continue our conversation by shifting a little bit more into the space of no-code, building high-performance landing pages without a developer. Now, the no-code debate has been something that's just been ever-present, really, in the marketing technology industry. Folks have always said that marketers need to be empowered to build their own experiences without having to raise tickets or ask developers or tap on their shoulders to get stuff done. So this conversation is going to be fascinating because Unbounce plays a key role in empowering marketers to build those landing pages without the need for a developer. So please welcome back Alex Nazarevich. He's the VP of Growth at Unbounce. Alex, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
Great to see you. So I'm going to dive right in and talk about landing pages and development. And maybe before we even get into this argument, I'd want you to unpack what normally happens in a business. If you want to run a test and say you don't have Unbounce or other tools that can do stuff without code, what does that normal process look like?
I can tell you because in a past life, I've lived it. So what typically happens is, you know, you're the marketer, you've got this campaign you're launching, this goal that you've got, you need a new web page for it, or you need somewhere to land your customers. And you're like, all right, well, I can't put them on my homepage because my homepage is too generic. I can't put them on my product page because they're not ready to buy yet. We need to introduce them in a way that's very specific to the context of how we're acquiring them. Oh, shoot, what do I do? So you've got to go to either your development team, your IT team to create a page for you. Or alternatively, if you're using something like WordPress, Shopify, maybe you can create a page, but it's going to be very templated. It's going to look exactly like the rest of your site and doesn't really give you that extra edge that you need as a marketer. So it's in that very e-commerce or website format. So typically what happens, short answer, is delays, frustration, yelling at devs, trying to get things reprioritized, all in the sake of getting your marketing campaign launched on time.
I can imagine that often marketers and developers don't gel very well, right? They live in, they're like Mars and Venus, right? Two different planets. And that can often be a challenge, right? Like even just, I've had the experience of trying to explain what experience we want to a developer and them just scratching their heads. Or they're trying to explain the technical problems with doing that and me scratching my head, you know? And so the communication challenge, I think, between marketers and developers is often just one of those things that slows the program right down. And you and I both know that experimentation and really growth and needs to work at a fast cadence. You need to have that momentum. You can't have everything held back for weeks or days just because of some mistranslation or some issue with the technology. So I can imagine that gets us to this solution, which is what you're arguing. Marketers don't often need developers to build new experiences with, say, landing pages.
You're right. It's like cats and dogs, developers and marketers. And instead of having us like duke it out over what's priority, miscommunications, frustrations, it's better to give marketers the tools that they need to market as best they can. That's where Unbounce kind of comes into the marketing funnel and what we offer to businesses.
Tell me a little bit more about that, because there was always a need for developers in some ways, right? But what would be an ideal scenario with a marketer that doesn't have a development team or doesn't have that support? What would they be doing and what kind of skills should they have if they don't have that development or technical skill in their business?
You know, there's this temptation of like give marketers all the tools they need, or if you've got a lot of initiative, maybe you've got a bit of a coding background, you can go and whip something together in HTML based on like your high school coding classes or whatever. And that in itself is dangerous because if you don't know the limitations of the tool you're working with or some of the technological underpinnings of it, you could be setting yourself up for disaster. If you go and create a product like a marketing page in your website builder, do you know exactly the limitations of that? How's it going to show up on mobile? How's it going to show up in devices that you don't have to test on? Does it work with all these interactive elements that you want to bring in? Like it can spiral very quickly out of your control. And if you're trying to do it without IT's help, without your dev's help, they're not going to help you when you fall. So that I think is why you want a solution that you know is technologically robust, all sort of the hard thinking that those underpinnings are done for you. And that just like frees you up, puts you in the driver's seat. You get to be a marketer. And that's how I think of it too, is you're driving a car and you may or may not know how all of the components work underneath, but because you bought from a specific brand of car, you trust, you're like, oh, I've bought a Volvo, for example. I know it's safe. I know it's going to get me there in one piece. I know that when I step on the gas, it's going to go. When I put on the brakes, it's going to stop. And that's how I look at a codeless landing page builder. It's got all the pieces there. So it's optimized for SEO purposes. It's not going to spaz out on you when it goes to mobile or you view it in a weird browser. It's built to do all of those parts for you. So you can just focus on being a marketer.
No, that's fantastic. I think that the way in which marketers are perceived often is that they're a drag on engineering and development, right? It's like, oh, another ticket, another thing that marketers want changed or updated. So it doesn't really help the business often when there are small experiments, where there are things that are huge scale projects, which like marketers want to test to learn there. Maybe they want to put a promo offer out there. Maybe they want to reduce the price for a short amount of time. Maybe they want to add new value propositions. There's all these small things that marketers want to do to ensure that they're driving growth.
Yeah,
I had a conversation with my head of marketing in my business even last night, and we were talking about some small changes to our website that we want to make to ensure that we're getting people to drive the conversions on our side. So there's often those small things that they become a big thing, and as soon as you include two more people, you know, it's like there's two more people, that's more cost. There's two more people, that's more time, that's coordination, that's alignment, that's communication. And then that small thing becomes a big thing. And then you're like, okay, we've missed our opportunity here. Tell me a bit about how Unbounce plays that role in those smaller tactical iterations and changes that marketers really just want to get in the market as soon as possible.
Totally. You want the balance of being able to go rogue, test these ideas, spin up a campaign really quickly, because time is money. And when you're working month to month on targets or even quarter to quarter, every day, every week counts. So instead of involving, as you said, like too many people, you don't even want to get like dev or other teams involved if at all possible. And maybe it's just a hunch that you have and you just want to test it. So you really don't want to waste any additional resources at all. You want to be scrappy. So how I see Unbounce playing a role is landing customers on your homepage. That actually costs you customers because your homepage has got to be everything to everyone. So creating a landing page, you've got this very contained environment that you can tailor specifically to a new marketing message, a new target segment, a new channel, a new stage of the marketing funnel that maybe you don't have the right messaging in other areas to point customers to. That's what I like about it, is even for our own campaigns, it makes it easy. I just click create new, or I clone an existing campaign that I've got running, make the appropriate changes, and it's ready to go. I can just publish it and start pointing traffic at it. And my boss or other members of senior leadership may not even know that I'm testing something. I can just test it, pass, fail, validate, scale, or move on. And it's fantastic to have a tool that allows you to do something like that.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from "I think" to "I know"? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from "I think" to "I know"? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co.
The thing I love, and going back to yesterday's episode, the thing I love about experimentation is that you can make one small change to, say, your wording or your value proposition, and it could literally 10x your business. And I've seen that. I've seen huge lifts just from changing the words on the landing page. It literally can be just that simple. Or identifying a very obvious, but you wouldn't see it without the data, a bottleneck or a blocker for the customer in the flow. And as soon as you add that feature, then that situation goes away and then the water funds runs through the pipe. And marketers really need to be empowered to do that. So I think that what you're sort of proposing there makes a lot of sense in the tactical side. Talk me through how marketers would approach building a landing page from scratch without having that developer or engineer resource. Because again, that's very different from making small tactical changes.
I would say that this has shifted a little bit over the years, but ultimately what has emerged is something that marketers need time and again feels like the ability to design what you see is what you get. Drag and drop landing page builders are not a new concept, but there's something that I think are having a moment. Like as we talked about yesterday, A/B testing, there's a big resurgence there. There's this real impetus to find out what is resonating with customers and measure what assets are working and which aren't. And I think that landing pages allow you this opportunity to optimize segment by segment, test different versions, and gives you a lot of control over the bottom end of your marketing funnel. So for my team, and I'm going to say from what I've observed for a lot of others too, you can start with this blank page, or you can start with a template based on some of our highest converting campaigns that we've seen across a number of different industries. And then you can just customize it with your brand colors. You don't even really need to change the elements, but maybe you want full control and that's okay too. And you can start with literally a white rectangle on the page, add your elements, add in like your different visuals, copy, CTAs, other sort of interactive elements, and hit publish. And if you think of how much time it would take to enlist your dev, to enlist somebody to test that out, to explain what it is you're trying to do, and then if you can imagine like they get it wrong and you have to go back to square one, you could have tested several times over before your page is even launched when you're enlisting other people across the org.
And let's face it, we are very much past period in history where marketers had no technical skills. You could say that was true back in 2005, in 2010, 2015, that there were a lot of marketers that didn't know what HTML was. They didn't know what regular expression was. They didn't know what a tag was. They didn't know how different elements work, or a domain, or HTTP. No, they didn't know these things, right? But in 2024, if you're a marketer today, especially a digital marketer, if you don't have those basic skills, then you're probably, there's something pretty wrong there.
Oh, we've all got those battle scars now, yeah.
Yeah, we've learned the lessons. We've learned the things that make it work. You know, even my own career, I found that I built my own landing page for my own products for the MarTech Weekly, and it was really enjoyable, but I did learn some stuff in terms of domains and hosting and whatnot. But I came from a background of that sort of technical marketer, so it wasn't super hard for me. But I would say that as marketers gain more skills, there is a perennial question here, which I ask all the time to this, which is how much should they actually embrace these technical skills? Because the job of marketing is so different from the job of building a website or running code or even doing data analytics. It's a very different skill set. But on the web, I find these sort of marketing ops, these technical marketers to be some of the more savvy folks that really can mesh the tech needs with the marketing strategy. But let's face it, we can't actually have both. But I'll be interested in your thoughts on that, because I often have that tension myself in my own work, right? Because I love marketing, I love tech, I can't do both well.
Okay, I'm going to break out another analogy. I feel like the marketing dev spectrum is kind of like renovating your house. Am I comfortable painting the walls? Absolutely. Could I redo the floors if I needed to? Yeah, I could probably do a pretty good job of that. Would I be interested in moving around the lights or maybe the plumbing? It's tempting, but I know better. I'm not going to be messing with that stuff because it's dangerous. I could really damage my place. I could get in trouble with insurance. And obviously the consequences aren't that deep if you're messing around. The worst is that you bust your landing page or bust your website. But if you think to the amount of money you could lose, the consequences are pretty serious. So I would say the cosmetic level stuff, you should be comfortable with that. Arguably, we've all earned our stripes to some degree. We've all got those basic HTML, CSS, et cetera, skill sets. And for those of us who want to dabble in the dark arts of coding, you can still do that. There's custom script blocks that you can implement. And if you are one of those who is a little more talented at coding and has more of a technical background in that way, go to town or like enlist your dev to support you. But it's very limited, right? At the end of the day, you can rest safe knowing that your landing page itself in totality, you don't need to know how to do any of that. Put in the images, put in the words, and you're good to go. So personally, I'd say err on the side of safety. If you're not 100% confident that you can do it, there's no need to be a hero. Just find a solution that empowers you to do it without code, because they exist. That's exactly what they're there for.
Well, that is a great way to finish our podcast, because I think that we've sort of covered this interesting ground of the technical needs for marketers, but how much they're actually taking that on themselves to really speed up and improve their own growth efforts, particularly on landing pages. So this conversation has been absolutely fantastic. Thanks to Alex Navarecic. He's a VP of Growth at Unbounce. Really wonderful conversation. And that wraps up our last episode with Alex for the MarTech podcast. So if you'd like to get in touch with Alex, you can find him on his LinkedIn profile. It's in the show notes, or you can visit his company website at unbounce.com. Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Juan.
Okay, that wraps up this episode of the MarTech podcast. Thanks to our guest host, Juan Mendoza, the author of the MarTech Weekly Newsletter. If you'd like to get in touch with Juan, you could find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can contact him on Twitter. His handle is Juan Mendoza, but it's spelled crazy pants. It's JU4NMEND0Z4. Or it's a little easier to just visit his company's website, which is themartechweekly.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletters, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MARTECHPOD, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.